stop right there. I hate it when they run. We always catch up, so it's just a waste of our time. There they are. Gotcha. Stay down. I don't want to have to use magic to keep you there. Why were you near that house in demon form? Oh. They hired you to do magical work? I see. I assume you have the proper paperwork. Yes? Perfect. Well then, why did you run from me? We angels are doing routine inspections of every demon we come across since there's been misuse of demonic energy in the area. But that's nothing you shouldn't know. So why run? Had experiences with angels in the past? I get it. There are a fair number of us that are way too harsh on demons, just trying to live their lives. Anyway, you're free to go. Wait, you look familiar. Yeah, wait, why are you here? And why are you a demon? Yeah, I guess you did just tell me why you're here, but you're a demon? I just never would have guessed. No, I don't mean that in a bad way. I'm just surprised that my best friend is a demon and never told me. I mean, yeah, I guess I never told you I was an angel either. Neither of us thought the other had magic, so we just didn't bring up our identities. Does this change our friendship? I mean, you said you've not had a great experience with angels in the past. Does this mean you don't trust me? Or that you're afraid of me? Yeah, I'll calm down. Thanks. I'm glad this won't change your view of me in a negative way. And I know it won't change my view of you negatively. If anything, it just means we have more we can talk about, right? Oh shit, I've gotta get back to work. I'll let you get back to the job you're doing. See you later? Cool. Hey there. How was your day? Fair enough. Me tackling you to the ground probably wasn't the high point. Other than that, though? Good. My day was fine. We found the demons using magic illegally, so hopefully that'll keep you from being searched on site for a bit. Hey, why are you giving me that look? You think I think less of you now? I get that demons have the stigma of being unlawful, but I know as well as anyone that pretty much all types of magical beings have similar crime rates. I stop plenty of angels from doing stupid shit all the time. You'll always be my friend, regardless of what type of being you are. And I'm not going to look down on you for being different, okay? Besides, it's not like you had a choice in the matter. Plus, if I'm honest, I think demons are pretty cute. The horns, the tail, the wings. It all looks attractive, whereas angel wings just look gaudy. Oh, you feel the opposite is true? I can't say I agree, but to each their own. But if you had a bad enough run-in with an angel in the past that you ran from us, how do you also find the wings attractive? You'd think the fear would counteract that. Oh, you find my wings in particular attractive. Thanks. No, I'm okay. My brain's just processing that. So, Considering I'm not showing my magical form now, you got that good of a look at my wings when I was pinning you down to find them attractive? Yeah, I guess you were staring at them. And now you're staring at me that way. Why are you looking at me like that? You find all of me attractive. Well, that's just nonsense. I'm not that attractive. I've seen the girls you date. Compared with them, I'm nothing. There's no way you'd be interested in me. You love me. I don't know what to say. You actually love me? I never thought you'd actually feel that way about me. Fuck, come here. I love you too. I have for a very long time, but I just never thought there was any way you'd feel the same. Oh, shit, sorry. Sometimes my wings will show themselves like that when I'm feeling a really strong emotion. You want me to keep them out? Yes, I can do that. But only if you show me those cute horns of yours. Can we promise not to keep secrets from each other anymore? I have a feeling if we just told each other about our magic and how we felt, we'd have done this a lot sooner. What's this? Well, holding you close and kissing you is part of it. And if I'm reading that arousal of yours right, it might even include some more intimate fun. Yes, I absolutely want that. Come on, let's get these clothes off. There we are. You're absolutely gorgeous. I'm gonna suck on your neck, okay? Good. You taste so good. Yeah, let's get to my bedroom. Fuck, you're good. Well, you're certainly eager. Pushing me onto the bed. Yes, I do like when you take the initiative. It's hot. Having you on top of me like this is really nice, to be honest. What are you? Yes, please, use your mouth down there. It feels amazing. You're so good at this. Oh yes, please, keep going. Oh fuck, yes, stroke my wings too. Yes, make me come. Please, make me come. I've needed this so bad, and knowing that you're the one to give me this orgasm, it's so fucking good. Incredible. I needed that. Now, I have a feeling that you have a similar need. Am I right? Good. Let me slide down here and make sure you're nice and comfortable. And that's it. Moan for me. Show me how much you're enjoying this. There we are. Those lovely moans. from a lovely demon. It's still a bit unbelievable that you want me like this. But I'm really happy that you do. Especially if it means I get to enjoy these moans. Yes, I can stroke your tail and caress your horns. Especially when it makes you moan like that. You're getting close, aren't you? Let it all out. There we are. You taste so good. So, I'm not imagining this, right? You're really in love with me? Good. I'm glad. I love you too, dear. I know relationships between angels and demons are typically difficult, but you're precious to me, and I'm not going to let anything get in the way of what we have. Come here, my love. Let's just cuddle for a while, and then we can clean up later. Or, if you just want to fall asleep like this, we can do that, and worry about the rest in the morning. I figured you'd go for that. You do look pretty tired. I love you. Good night, my wonderful demon.